All right, and once again, we are so happy to have Sister Jeannie Thaler. Sister Jeannie Thaler, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Hello.
All right, great. You know, we greatly appreciate both her and Brother Sean Thaler. They are our assistant youth leaders, and Sister Jeannie Thaler is such a great role model for our girls and our young ladies. It is an honor to hear from her once again. Sister Jeannie, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Brother Vic, and it's an equal honor just to be able to be here gathered with everyone. It's starting to feel more and more like a gathering, and by the grace of God, I'm actually starting to feel more comfortable and excited for these times that we spend together. So I just want to say that I love everyone, and I want to start by reading a verse in Psalms 103. And I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor Clark recently preached about something in this verse, but it's a beautiful verse, and there's a lot of encouragement here. So Psalm 103 and verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel." So that takes me where I want to go. I know that this is such a beautiful package. You know, you hear about all the things that the Lord does for us, and like Pastor was saying, the benefits that come from living for God. But I actually want to read about Moses. And lately, it seems like God has just been taking me to the Old Testament, which is really interesting because I'm normally really into the New Testament, and that's where I choose more of my reading from, and I feel like it's, you know, it contains our revival. But, you know, God's just been taking me back to the things that he did in the past, and there's just been such a connection to that and to what we're seeing in today's days. So this is going to be a very transparent devotional, just me sharing my heart and a little bit of vulnerabilities, which I believe is really important because I know that when we, you know, bare our soul and we share things that maybe you don't want to share, that's when you can really reach people. The reason I want to talk about Moses is I remember as a child and growing up, all my youth, reading the story of Moses and the Exodus and just being so frustrated with the people and never really able to understand, loving the story. It's such an action-packed story. I think as a kid, you can get on board and you see him, you know, deliver his people by all these mighty plagues that fall on the Egyptians, and just being able to be wrapped up in that, and it's amazing. It's one of the first stories as a kid that I was able to really just plug into and think, wow, this is amazing. But then we come to the part where they're already out of the land of Egypt, and they already saw all these mighty things, and they were delivered in such mighty ways. And then we enter into the part that just seemed to frustrate me so much, and it never stopped until now. And I believe that it was God really dealing with me. But if we go to Exodus, if you'd like to follow along, you can. If not, you know, maybe later on in the week, in Exodus chapter 13, I'm just going to read a verse, and it says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night." And this is just something I wanted to point out, that even after all these things that they had seen, God still went before them in not just the normal way, not, you know, he could have chose any way. He could have provided them a map. He could have just dealt with Moses in a dream you know, but instead of that, he provided this huge miraculous thing where in the sky, in the natural elements, something that they could see, he was leading them. And you would think that that would be enough, you know, to everything, the combination of everything they had seen in their past and now being led by this pillar, you would think that that would be enough to keep them thankful. You would think that that would be enough to keep them on track with just being grateful and knowing that God was there. But of course, the Bible goes into the human side too, and that's something that I believe I said last time I'm so grateful for, because we're not left to feel alone in our human emotions. It shows the glory of God, but it also shows the vulnerability of human beings. So it says, he took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night. So assuring, again, it didn't go away, it didn't stop. You know, he didn't say, oops, I forgot that day. Or, you know, like, that day it's not necessary. It stayed the whole time. He didn't take it away. That was in chapter 13. And I'm just going to jump over. I'm going to be skipping around a little bit. So in Exodus 14, it says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, so Pharaoh was following them after they had left, and they thought that they were free. They thought, you know, we look back, we don't see anything. You know, this is great. Let's praise God. And they felt victorious. But Pharaoh had a change of heart, and he went to go get his people back. And he said, you know what, I don't want this to happen. I'm going to follow them. And the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? So their first reaction, after everything they had seen, and this is, you're going to see this trend through this whole story, it's almost humorous, how many times they had these amazing things happen, only to come back to fear and dealing with fear, dealing with a big deal. You know, I don't want to take away from what they were feeling, and I feel like this is really what God dealt with me about, is these are really big emotions that they're feeling. Now they're fearing for their life, and their immediate reaction is to criticize the man of God. Their immediate reaction is, you know, look to someone who they were just applauding, you know, of probably a few minutes to hours before, and to criticize his judgment, to take away everything that had happened. And as a kid, I felt so frustrated by this. I thought, what in the world? Like, they just saw incredible signs. They saw water turned into blood. They saw, you know, frogs infest the land. They saw life infect the land. They saw the firstborn killed. They saw all these mighty acts, only to be led out by a pillar of, you know, light, and then the cloud, and all these just amazing miracles. But when they hit, you know, a setback, when they hit something that put fear in their heart, immediately they went to criticize the man of God. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe understandable, but you see it over and over again throughout this whole story. And I am now skipping over to Exodus 15, and in Exodus 15 and 22, it says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. So here they are again, you know, coming up against a problem, and a big problem. You know, we cannot take away from that. We need water. You can only go so long without water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So again, you find that same thing, just instantly murmuring against the man of God, who is the voice of God and the leader who's hearing directly from God. So, you know, when you murmur against the man of God, when you turn yourself in that direction, you're not just criticizing him, you know, you're criticizing the one who is leading him. So we see the same thing happening again. And of course, God in his mercy and his grace made a way for them to have water that they could drink. You know, he fixed the situation. And I could go on and on. Honestly, I really suggest that anyone who might be struggling with fear, doubt, and, you know, even, you know, thankfully I'm not asking for a show of hands or anything like that. No one knows but you and God. But if this has taken you down that path where you might be thinking, are we doing the right thing? What's going on? Like, are we really being led by God? I'm just going to share a little bit of, you know, what I was feeling when a lot of these things took place. And I didn't go down the way of, you know, questioning the man of God. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just this awesome person for not going there. But what I did do was possibly worse. And I know the first day that we were not able to have church, I'm ashamed to say that I fell apart. I'm very ashamed to say that. And instantly, it's amazing. I have an amazing husband, and I just told him, I feel like God left us. And he just calmly said, almost laughing, God didn't leave us. And that was it. You know, that was the only encouragement that I got. And I know that my heart went there. I know that my spirit went there. And it shouldn't have. You know, I'm ashamed to say that I've seen so many miracles in my life. So many times that God stepped in a mighty way that I know was definitely God. And still, somehow, my spirit was allowed to go there. So through this time, you know, thankfully, I'm not feeling that way. And, you know, by the grace of God, he got me past those feelings. But I want to say that, you know, my spirit did go there. And I don't believe that this is something that we have to fall into. We do not need to be shaken by everything that happens. God knows that this is just the beginning of trials. This is just the beginning of some things that we're going to have to see on this earth, and we need to be overcomers. So I really feel like what the key is to not forget the benefits and not forget that, you know, the children of Israel's shoes never wore out. They were led by God by signs. He never let them down. And I know that if we can draw back and look back at all the things that God has done and not look at just the negative things that are happening and the fear that's being instilled in our hearts, we can really see the hand of God on our life. And also, you know, I have to say that during this time, even though my heart had fear, and even though I was led to that place of, you know, just a very ugly feeling, so many awesome things were happening in my life. God was visibly pouring out blessings that, for whatever reason, just my perspective, it was a perspective change that needed to happen. And I was surrounded by blessings, but for whatever reason, I chose to only look at the setback. And I just want to say that, you know, if you find yourself in that place, God can help you, and God can help you to see the mighty acts. God can help you to move past just the setback. And I'm sharing my story because I was there, and I know that, you know, a lot of times people don't want to say I doubted. People don't want to say I was afraid. But it's okay to be afraid. We just have to ask God for a perspective change. And he is ready and willing and able to step in and renew our spirits, and he will forgive us for our thoughts. And I, you know, stand here today saying that I am encouraged. I'm happy even. I'm excited. I'm in a way different place than where everything started. And I'm very grateful and just have a heart full of love for everyone. And I hope that everyone has a very nice day today. And I'm very grateful that you took some time to spend here with all of us today. And that is all, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Sister Jeannie. This was powerful this morning. What an honest message of vulnerability, and also what a great visual reminder of the great things that God did in the past, but that God is still doing today. And, you know, I just want to make a quick comment here. At the very beginning, Sister Jeannie, she made a few statements. She said, it's beginning to feel more like a gathering, you know, when we come together for these devotions. And we're beginning to feel more comfortable doing what we're doing right now. And we hope that these devotions are helping everyone to feel safety, unity, and strength. That's the purpose of these devotions. Thank you again, Sister Jeannie. That was powerful. Why don't we just pray right now and thank God for this great message, this great devotion, this great message of hope that we felt this morning, that we heard this morning. Let's pray together, church. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Jeannie and Brother Sean Thaler, Lord God. We thank you for this great message of hope, as vulnerable as it was, Lord God, but we know that we can come to you, Lord, and you're going to help us today just as you helped the children of Israel in times past, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this hope and this encouragement we heard this morning. We're asking you to bless your people this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, we want to just remind everyone about our service tonight. We'll be having prayer at 7 p.m., and the service begins at 7:30 p.m. Amen. God bless all of you today. Praise God.